This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Before closing out the congressional session, U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper got the Convey Act passed in his chamber. The bill transfers federal land to Mesa County. He called it a win-win.
The county will pay fair market value for those 31 acres of federal land. The federal government has already determined that it no longer needs this land, and Mesa County has plans for ways to put it to work.
The bill was introduced by Republican Representative Lauren Boebert. She says it will help with economic development near Clifton. Though Boebert will no longer represent the area starting in January, she says she looks forward to seeing the bill signed into law. Denver traffic is back. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
It took 4 years, but in 2023, the number of vehicle miles traveled in the Denver region climbed back to where it was in 2019, before the pandemic. That's about 85 million miles a day, according to a new report from the Denver Regional Council of Governments. Teleworking continues to scramble when exactly people are driving, but evening rush hour on some highways is right back to where it was in 2019, or even worse. The report also says the average person drives less than they used to, but there are more people now, so Denver's roads are just as crowded. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A decision on a planned museum in Pueblo featuring Leonardo da Vinci is on hold. The Da Vinci Museum would be the first permanent one in North America established by the operators of the Da Vinci Museum in Italy. The Pueblo Chieftain reports that Colorado's Economic Development Commission wants the museum's backers to establish exclusivity. The commission also wants a settled lease with the city before granting approval to use the space along the Riverwalk that was funded in part with state money. This is CPR News and KRCC.